What is your relationship with debt? Okay? If you can tell me it's a bad relationship, that debt relationship is an abusive partner, okay? Then that probably means you're using bad debt, and your relationship with debt is one of servitude to the banks and the credit card companies that you're paying back. But on a more serious point, it comes back to a mindset around money. Now, for the purposes of this talk, I'm not talking about credit card debt, which I don't recommend. I'm not talking about borrowing money to buy big TVs and fast cars and that sort of cars you can't afford. I'm talking about using debt to buy assets, using leverage, using other people's money like lenders or investors. So it's like the thing I wrote about in Borrow and Grow Rich, using other people's money. So that's the kind of debt I'm talking about. However, some people have a good relationship with that kind of debt, with using other people's money or leverage, as you might call it. Others are not, and sometimes it comes down to age. I'm not being ageist here and saying, well, it's just a young or older people, but certainly a lot of older people that are nearing retirement don't want to take on any more debt, even though it might be through advantages. Just want to get them always cleared off and paid off and finished, and then I can live debt free and I've got a house with all the equity I own it. I don't have to worry about a mortgage. Whereas a younger person, maybe in their 30s or 40s, might be a bit more adventurous. They might say, well, I've got this equity there. I'll take some of that equity out. I'll remortgage that equity to buy a second property and a third property. And so they will be a lot more adventurous. I know, my parents bought one house. They paid off the mortgage as quickly as they could. And, they would never dream of taking, they had a lot of equity at one point. They would never dream of taking that equity out and buying another property. Oh, no, I don't want another mortgage. No, I've nearly paid it off, but mum, you could do this, you could do it. No, I don't want that. And that comes down to a generational thing. They thought you've got to clear debt. I think now things are a bit different. People have got a healthier attitude towards using other people's money and debt, and it's something, as I said, I've written about. But when I've taken money out of one property and bought another property, it's worked out really, really well. And in fact, there was a point where the more I borrowed, the more assets I had, the wealthier I became. And it was simple as that. Whereas spending time paying off those mortgages and clearing them did not work out very well, because all I had then was one property. Whereas if you refinanced that property and took money out of it and bought something else with that money, and then you used a mortgage for the balance of it, you could effectively buy a property with none of your own cash. You're using 100% of other people's money. And in one case, I remember it saved me. I borrowed money to pay off one loan, which was costing me a lot of money, and I used the excess that I'd borrowed against that property to buy another property. I had more cash flow coming in, and my payments went down from £1,000 a month to £250 a month, interest only. So I borrowed something like £150,000 interest only for £250 a month. These are when rates were low, right? And I was able to buy another property with that money, without any of my own money. I just had another mortgage on it, and my payments on the mortgage I paid off went, because it was a repayment loan over 10 years, and it went down from £1,000 to £250 a month. Of course, I had the mortgage on the other property also. I think it was another £200 or £300 a month, but I was getting rent from that property, so I was getting a couple of £1,000 rent from that property. So you can see that by using the debt wisely, I was able to, buy another asset, make more money, and cut my expenses down. And it was great. It worked out really well for me.